Welcome to the Fit United radio and podcast, where each episode we aim to bring you fresh, relevant fitness and health related news, content, and interviews to help you reach new heights and ultimately become your best and fittest selves. All right, guys, in 3, 2, and 1, let's go. Greg Plitt once said, if you guys are really wondering if you are burning out mentally, take a day off and go to your local hospital. Go to the cancer wing. Look at a 4-year-old who won't ever see their teenage years, probably won't even see their next birthday. Go and see someone who is mentally or physically disabled, or see when a soldier who had just come back from war who doesn't have any legs anymore. Stare that guy down, look him right in the eyes and tell them, as you stand there with your 2 capable legs, that you burnt out, that you don't want to use them. See if that doesn't kill him right there, because he would do anything to have that opportunity. Greg Plitt always took a no bullshit approach to getting things done and a methodology for achieving and surpassing goals. Take this quote as an example. No filters, just straight, no fucks given accountability. Look at a man or woman who lost their legs serving their country and tell them that your legs are tired. You simply can't, can you? This was his MO, to not allow you to excuse yourself from achieving your highest and best self. Greg Plitt was and still is a motivation icon. He was on countless fitness magazine covers, having a physique that most men would envy. More importantly, he had a drive and passion for fitness and pushing others around him that was an even more enviable trait. He passed away tragically, though, in a freak accident several years ago, but up until his last day, he was pushing his own physical and mental limits and motivated so many others to do the same. All you have to do is go on YouTube and search motivational videos, and I can guarantee you that you will know who Greg Plitt is when you're done. So what is your takeaway? We all have days we want to quit, not enough sleep, not enough time to work out, kids have activities, the gym is too far, the workout is too hard, too this, too that, whatever. This is a slippery slope we all end up riding down when our minds trick us into thinking that we can give no more. But we can. You can. Think of a time in your life where you doubted yourself, where you thought you wouldn't get picked for the team, or crush that interview, or land that promotion. Or how about making your child smile? Or asked your now wife or husband or partner out on a first date? Think of every time you doubted yourself and you didn't listen to those self-doubts and what you were able to achieve despite your doubts. You can do it. Tell your legs they'll be just fine. Just get the fuck up and squat. I want to finish this Motivation Monday episode by allowing you guys to listen to Greg Plitt deliver some of his best. All right, y'all, stay motivated, stay strong, stay focused. Let's crush this week. This is Kevin signing out. I will see you guys on the next one.
Everything you want in life, you can have. You can have all your wants in life, but not 1 second before you stop making excuses for not having what you want.
Take advantage of today. Tomorrow might not exist. Tomorrow, yes, if it comes, great. If tomorrow comes, it's a gift. What we have is a blessing of today. Make today happen.
If you guys don't start believing in yourselves, your life will be nothing for anyone to ever follow or want.
No one's ever going to help you guys. You've got to help yourself. Don't let what you can't do in the moment interfere with what you know you can do. When you're headstrong and you believe in yourself, that blossoms desire into action.
The path less taken, the one that leads to character, legacy.
Listen to the voice from within, the energy inside, knowing you can be more than this. Where there are no limitations, excuses, negative energy. It's just high voltage or positive energy. The effort inside, the undying will that wants to come out and be remembered.
Stay on your path. Don't allow your path to be altered by someone else's failures or successes. It's all about you guys. Dreams, drive being the key word. Destiny. The drive is up to you. We are what we repeatedly do every day. Therefore, excellence that we're striving for every single day. We wake up early, striving for it, pushing for it, giving it all in our workout every single day, striving for excellence. We are what we repeatedly do, therefore excellence is not an accident, but a habit. In order to grow, you must fail. You must have your muscles hit to the point of exhaustion, and then go beyond that. That's where the growth is. Growth is failure. Success is failure. But true success, is when you fail, and yet fail again, and yet fail again, without losing the enthusiasm from failure to failure.
You don't need to go to sleep to start a new day. It can begin right now.
Get selfish here, man. You want it all, get it all. Once you get that burn, man, don't let it go so fast.
Don't be confused with the pain, man.
You feel the pain?
Because you're focusing on it. You're focusing on the negative energy of the pain.
Focus on the positive energy of the pain. That pain is letting you know you're fixing something that's insufficient in your life. The pain you feel today, providing the peace you enjoy tomorrow.
Pain is temporary. Pride is forever, guys. You give it your all, you get it all. Tenfold.
The most valuable piece of real estate is the house you live in. Not the house you put a key in, a lock. Your body. It's a house you're forced to live in for the rest of your life. You don't get to sell. You don't get foreclosure. You can't do a quick sale. No. All you can do is modify and improve it. Or you can tarnish it. You can injure yourself. People are like, ah, it's too much effort to go to the gym and, you know, I don't know, a whole hour every day. No, I think I'll just keep living on the streets of life. Instead of the mansions of life. What house to live in, man? What kind of house do you want to live in?